Airman First Class Charlie Guillaume. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, Anatolian Eagle and Survivable Communication Networks. The 31st Fighter Wing participated in Anatolian Eagle 25, a multinational training exercise hosted in Konya, Turkey from June 23rd to July 3rd. Through multinational training, the exercise enhanced combat effectiveness and survivability, demonstrating the readiness of the wing and its allies to defend and deter aggression in the region.
The 510th Fighter and Fighter Generation Squadrons participated in Anatolian Eagle 25, strengthening their ability to counter anti-access and area denial threats in the U.S. Air Forces in Europe and Air Forces Africa area of operations, enabling them to sharpen lethality, refine joint tactics, and maintain air superiority against emerging adversary capabilities. The exercise provided realistic operational training, honing the tactical agility of the Buzzard pilots. F-16 Fighting Falcons executed advanced scenarios designed to counter potential challenges in high-threat environments, further developing combat-credible forces. Colonel Joseph Stengel, 31st Maintenance Group Commander, says Anatolian Eagle 25 is a demonstration of readiness.
This is what lethal combat capability looks like, and it comes from all directions across NATO. Anatolian Eagle, an investment, a demonstration, and the ability to get out and make our partner nations better, make them build their capacity and capability, while at the same time, we're getting better from that experience.
Stengel also shares, the wing's participation in Anatolian Eagle demonstrates their commitment to peace through strength, bolstering forward-deployed air power and ensuring operational dominance in contested environments. I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio, AFN News.
Survivable Communication Networks. With your Air Force news, I'm Senior Airman Akeem Campbell. Airmen from Fairchild Air Force Base conducted major upgrades for the Global Aircrew Strategic Network Terminal System. The 92nd Communication Squadron volunteered as the pilot unit for the system, establishing a solid framework where none previously existed. This new framework enhances warfighting ability by providing a more survivable and strategic communication network. The result is a redesigned system within a transportable trailer, streamlining the process and cutting setup time down to about 45 minutes. The team says the innovation created a system that units worldwide are copying. This enables the rapid dissemination of emergency action messages to bomber, tanker, and reconnaissance air crews, ensuring strategic assets can be effectively deployed in response to evolving threats. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class Charlie Guillaume.